This is Rediscover Life, Pastor John from All Nations Church, with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we start a new series on the Holy Spirit. You know, what a blessing it is for us to study and to consider some of these truths that the Word of God reveals to us about the Holy Spirit. And I want to start by reading Psalm 51. You know, there are some very, very important principles here revealed in this beautiful psalm, a psalm of repentance. It was the psalm that David wrote after Nathan the prophet went to him and confronted him after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And again, I think proved to us about how God can turn what the enemy meant for evil to our good. And so anyway, Psalm 51 verse 1, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure design. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar." And I wanted to read the psalm in its entirety because I think there's some tremendous principles revealed here. You know, firstly, you have the acknowledgement of sin. He said, "I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is always before me," because God can only heal what we're willing to reveal. This is why, as long as it's hidden, the enemy has room to maneuver. He has something to work with. However, when we repent and forsake of sin, when we acknowledge sin, as painful as that may be, as embarrassing as that may be at times, you know, it's amazing when you expose the works of darkness, the devil has nowhere to hide. And so David acknowledges his sin. You know, he states something very, very important here in verse 6. "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom." And so, you know, we cannot truly receive the wisdom of God as long as we are in denial, as long as we are hiding from reality, as long as we are holding back the truth. It says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts." And I've seen that so many times, that as long as a person is willing to cling to a lie, hide behind lies, etc., there is no healing. It's only when we acknowledge our sin. And, you know, it says, "You desire truth in the inward parts." That means, first and foremost, we have to be honest with God. We have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to be honest with others. And verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And so this is the work of the Holy Spirit, I believe. But also, you know, as the Bible says, "Forsake foolishness and live." And, you know, I think that's an important principle. "But create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." And so this is David's prayer, is that he would not be cast out of God's presence, and that God would not take his Holy Spirit from him. And I think this is quite interesting when you consider that David was king. He was in a palace. He had tremendous wealth, power, influence, title, everything this world has to offer, so to speak. And yet he didn't ask God to not take those things away. He asked only one thing. He said, "Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me, whatever you do." Whatever you take away. I believe in that moment, David didn't care if he would have lost the crown or, you know, his reputation, which was, I guess, going to be in tatters anyway as a consequence of his actions. But, you know, he wasn't clinging to wealth or title or fame or notoriety or even a good name. But he said, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And then he continues by saying, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. And again, I believe, you know, the joy of the Lord is very much linked to us surrendering to the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. You know, the Bible says God has anointed you with the oil of joy more than your companions, speaking of Christ. Well, God can anoint you with the oil of joy as well, if you're willing. And it says, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners shall be converted to you. Because, you know, the greatest advertisement for the gospel, I believe, is a believer who's filled with the joy of the Lord. Because if you don't have joy yourself, why would anybody want what you have to offer? So again, if you have joy, if you have peace, if your heart is filled with His love, if you're full of His Spirit, people are going to be drawn to you and they're going to want what you have. And so anyway, I just think it's a very interesting way of starting this series on the Holy Spirit, because, you know, David, in this great outpouring of repentance, which is eternally recorded in the Psalm, said, Lord, I don't care what you take or how you may chasten or correct me, just don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Because for him, the power and presence of the Holy Spirit was a non-negotiable in his life. He was saying, I can live without thrones, crowns and palaces, for I once lived in a cave and before that I slept in a field, but I cannot function without the Holy Spirit. He had tasted of the heavenly gift, and the things of the world could never satisfy him again. And that's Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 4. For it's impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify for themselves the Son of God and have put him to an open shame. And so this is the beauty, that we can taste of the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. If David was a man after God's own heart, and the Bible says he was, can you see how ridiculous it is for us to think that we can somehow do this in our strength? No, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a story about a father who was reading Bible stories to his young son. He read, the man named Lot was warned to take his wife and flee out of the city. But his wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. His son asked, what happened to the flea? You know, take your wife and flee out of the city. Anyway, sometimes we talk about spiritual things, and like this little boy, we can completely miss the bigger picture. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 and 12. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I talked like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And I believe this is a day for us to mature. It's a day for us to grow up. It's a day for us to grow strong in the Lord and the power of His might. It's a day for us to yield to the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.